Grace and peace to you. Welcome to the podcast, One a Day, where we discuss some part of a chapter of Scripture each day. Today's April 7th, Acts chapter 7. Let's get to it. In verse 58 of this chapter, it says, "The witnesses laid their coats at the feet of a young man named Saul." He was there that day, you know. He never threw a rock, but he saw it all, nodding his approval, shouting his venom, but he was too young to throw a stone. So he helped in a small way by keeping safe the coats of the executioners. Saul had come to Jerusalem from his home, way off in Tarsus, some 350 miles, to study under the revered teacher Gamaliel. He had recently completed his training, and he had been appointed and ordained to begin his vocation as a Pharisee. His life was in order, except for this one thing, and it was consuming him. On this matter, young Saul departed from the ways of his mentor and teacher, Gamaliel. The old man had grown soft in his waning years, but not so his student. Saul was filled with growing rage at this new movement of followers of Jesus, that itinerant preacher from Nowheresville in Galilee. Nothing good can come from Nazareth. Everyone knew that. But this man was more than just a traveling motivational speaker. He created a powerful magnetic pull by his many teachings on grace, his railings against the Pharisees, especially those miracles and wonders that he did. It all only served to make Jesus more dangerous, the way he disrespected the nation, the Pharisees, and the law itself, especially the way he insulted the very group to which Saul had always aspired to attain. Could this man be the Christ? Of course not. He insulted the most honored council in all of Judah, said that God was his papa, and was turning the whole world upside down. He deserved what he got. He had it coming, that's for sure. Good riddance, you Nazarene. And now, here was Stephen, lecturing the leaders on the history of God's dealing with Israel, and then suddenly interrupting his needless talk as he turns on the crowd of holy men, yelling, "You stiff-necked people, your hearts and ears are still uncircumcised. You are just like your ancestors. You always resist the Holy Spirit." Stephen finished his speech with those fighting words, making him worthy of death. Then he said, "And now you have betrayed and murdered him, you who have received the law that was given through angels but have not obeyed it." This is the third time this week that the Pharisees have been accused of being guilty of crucifying Jesus. Peter had presented a whole shopping list. "You handed him over to be killed. You disowned him before Pilate. You disowned the holy and righteous one and asked that a murderer be released to you." He had said very similar things back on the day of Pentecost. Talking about Jesus, he said, "Whom you killed by hanging him on a cross." And now come these scathing words from Stephen toward the Jews. And so Saul stands with the coats piled up around his feet. What was it Gamaliel had said? "If it is from God, then nothing will be able to stop these men." Well, young Saul decides he's been on the sidelines long enough. It's time for action. He will step out to be found mowing down Christ followers. Saul the Pharisee will help put some fear of God in this group that some have come to call the Way. And God will have his day once again. Saul would see to it himself. He will round these heretics up, and they will all tremble in fear at the mention of the name of Saul of Tarsus. Because when Saul comes to town, heads will roll. Yes, sir. He hadn't done anything wrong yet. He was just letting it happen. Let me ask, do you have anything at your feet? Any silent permissions for sin in others? Any passive participation in wrongdoing? To the one who knows what is right to do and doesn't do it, to him it is a sin. Any sins of omission in your life? What coats are at your feet? If you're not a peacemaker, then you are a peacebreaker. If you're not bringing yourself and others closer to God, then you are backsliding. If you allow violence, disrespect, and crime to flourish in your town because you don't want to get involved, then coats are piling up at your feet. Make no mistake about it. No, they aren't your coats. The coats belong to someone else. But there is a reason they are here and not somewhere else, isn't there? You are endorsing evil by saying nothing. As the saying goes, the only thing necessary for the triumph of evil is for good men to do nothing. There's only one way out of this. Repent and take action for Jesus rather than letting actions against him go on around you. Ready? Let us flee to the cross and lay down our burdens there. Only then can seasons of refreshing come.